give you a little invite, or one of you a little invite, to show you how we might help you do this. You want to see what that is? You want to hear what that is?
Yes, Alan was first to say
all
yes.
Right. So, all right, good, good, good. Well, we have a program, and you can learn to do this in 10 days, or you can learn to do it in a year. Because once you learn, once you have your GPS set, then it's going to, you're going to think about certain kinds of things. Like if I were to say to you, okay, you have you get one customer, then you're going to go out and try to think of five people and call them all and see if you can get one, right? Let's say. But if I said to you, okay, so the first challenge is you have to get 25 people in 1 week and you have 1 hour to do it, you're going to go. Your old mind is going to go, well, there's no way. And of course, we're going to say, now listen here. Remember the new identity. I run a $24,000 a year business. And she said, first job is to talk to 25 people and you have 1 hour to do it. I can't make that many phone calls in an hour. So what are you going to do? So your brain's going to go, well, crap, how am I going to do that? Let's see. She didn't say when I have to spend that hour. So one thing I could do, your brain's going to go like this, right? So, because it has to figure it out. Figure it out. Figure it out. So you're going to go, Vic's going to call me and say, okay, Kim, what are we going to do? I'm going to say, Vic, I don't know, but I think I know what we're going to do. I know what we're going to do. So here's what we can do. And between us, we would say, on Friday, we'll make a whole bunch of calls on Friday and have one event, and 25 people will come and all hear it at the same time. And if you schedule your time right, you could do the whole thing within an hour, including the presentation. How many people understand this and see this? Your brain goes to a different level to figure it out. 25 at once. Two or three might come in. You see how that works? Tell me, yes, you got it. Okay, so in the six-figure advisor, you got to learn who are your sheep, who are your ideal people for the business or the product. You're going to learn how to describe them so you can get their attention. You ready with that? Then how to keep their attention. Because once you get their attention, say, hey, are you looking to get your sexy back and do something that's not like weird and screwy? Yeah, I want that. Well, if you don't stay in touch with them, they're going to get that from somebody else because now you've excited them about something they want, right? So you have to keep their attention until they buy from you. How to help them enroll people so that the people who are enrolled get the change that they were looking for. People don't enroll to give you money. You should be enrolling people because you now have a chance to help them get what they want. Like somebody who comes into our business, that's what we're doing. And we like to charge a lot of money, more than most. Why? Because it gives us the ability to help you more. Number one, if you pay more, you're going to pay attention. Where your treasure is, your heart is, right out of the Bible. So we don't charge people some wussy thing like, you know, $9. I mean, if you want it, you can, we have those, but I mean, those are not transformative. Half the time you don't even open them, you know what I mean? But when you put some big money in, that's where your heart is. So, and we want you to succeed. So the likelihood that you'll succeed when you pay more is going to be much greater, right? You see that? So you're really doing a service. And you're doing a disservice when your thing is too cheap. How to get people started looking for their sheep instead of anyone who can fog a mirror. Then we have an instant assessment system. And the assessment system allows you to pre-qualify people with a set of questions that they love to answer. So in the end, they book with you if they are a good match. So you have that, we have that. This is not a $100,000 program or a $50,000 program. You know, my friend Russell Brunson charges $250,000 a year to be in his category games. People pay that. Why? Not because they have it. No, a lot of people have to take out a mortgage, but they think they're going to make 10 times more. That's why they do it. Okay. It's our $15,000 program. You can do it in 10 days if you're really fast. And if you're advanced enough already, otherwise it can you figure 3 to 12 months to get there. And what we do is we've made a one-time special for you, and Vic, you might want to get the link there. Instead of the $15,000, which people pay over time, or $9,800, which is a one pay that we have a special that we're running for 2 days, and it's $6,700 for one pay, $6,700 for one pay, or $2,500 for 3 months. So it's a total of $7,500, or $1,200 for 7 months. That's what the cost of the program is. So you can learn how to do these things. Set your GPS and turn yourself into the person who can make the GPS come true. That's what's going to happen. Because you're, if you could do it now, you wouldn't be here. But you will transform in ways that you never knew you could, because all of us, how many of you feel like there's somebody in there who could do this if you could just get him to come out? Let me see a me. Who's a me? I have somebody in me that's a me that could do this if I could just get him to come out. Who says me? 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 Because if you just think you're a total loser, then you, nothing's going to happen. Then attach to somebody who's not, but that you'd be a burden to somebody. But if you know there's somebody in there, that version of me that goes, oh, I did it. I know I can do this. I know I can do this. And you have those moments, that's you, that's that one, trying to come out, but you never decided. And then you never set a GPS. So you have nothing to help you, no woo and no GPS setting. So you're all alone around nothing but negative people and negative news and negative Nellies and losers who envy winners and whine about the winners. The minute you start making 10 grand a month, people say, well, you probably, it's like, you know, move out. Leave some money on the table and asta. You want to be with people that are going to the next levels. And they just don't have time. You know, they don't have time. So that's the deal. So Vic, if you want to put the link in so people can see what the program is.
Yeah,
it's only for the next 48 hours.
I repeated it just now. And there it is. And you guys can text from here as well.
Yeah. Like we said, we have one spot for this program right now. And when you talk to Vic, first of all, how many of you are going to book a time with Vic to chat with her and see if we can help you? Let me see who's going to do this. Let me just say right now that if you are afraid to talk to somebody about how you might get some help when it doesn't cost you anything, chances are very good you won't make it in a business of your own, because you don't have enough nerve to step out of something that you're used to. You just don't. And, you know, putting things on hold, you can do that. You can just wait forever. Just procrastinate. But sometimes when you say it's now or never, you're not going to be here forever. I'm not. Vicky's not. You're not. How long do you want to stay the way you are? Georgiana, yeah, you. I saw your email today. She wants to build together, Vic. So why don't you respond to Georgiana, Vic, and you can see her number.
Yeah. I put my text.
You got your book.
It's right there. My phone is right in there. Can you see it? Let me know you can see it.
Yeah. All right. So I have one last example for you. Sometimes people around you will say, or you will say, they tell you not to do your business. You know, that it's really all a scam. Network marketing is a scam. Doing your own business is all a scam. Or they'll say, don't buy a program like this because it's way too expensive and they're just taking you for your money and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, most of those kinds of comments, people are trying to help you. They really are. They want to help you. But they have never done what you want to do. And there's an absolutely wonderful story that I'm going to tell you, and then we'll end here. Does everybody have Vicky's way to connect? The story of the giraffe and the turtle. Has anyone ever heard that story, the giraffe and the turtle? I have a wonderful image. I wish I could give it to you, but I can't give it to you because I can't do any screen sharing. So I'm going to have to get with the Zoom people after. But here's the story of the giraffe and the turtle. Now picture this in your mind. Picture a really cute giraffe with his big, long 23-foot neck, and he's eating from the tops of the trees. Have you got that picture in your mind? A big, tall, beautiful giraffe eating from the tops of the trees. You see it? Tell me you see it. Got the picture. Let me see. Okay. Who's got it? Say yes, yes, yes. You got it? Okay. All right. Now, in the same place, like maybe a foot away from this giraffe, is another person that occupies another creature that occupies the same space and it's a turtle. Same space, right there with the giraffe. And this story is from Bishop T.D. Jakes. He is just a hoot. The giraffe eats from the tops of the trees, and the turtle moves through the grass. And they're in the same place. That turtle might even be walking underneath the feet of the giraffe. And here's what T.D. Jakes says. You will always eat on the level of your vision. You will always eat on the level of your vision. So when you're a giraffe and you get criticism from the turtles are reporting from the position that they have, which is in the grass. And if you don't understand this, you will be moved by what they say. You're a giraffe, right? Trying to be a giraffe. And it's not what they say isn't true. It is true for them. Who has some turtles in your life? They're always telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, right? And if you don't understand the difference, then the turtles can also speak to you about your past, like if they're relatives. Well, you were me, 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 and I knew you when you were me. And they want to kind of define you by who you were. How many of us have things in the past that we'd rather not tell anybody about? Anybody? Besides me, am I the only one who's got secrets in closets that you don't really want? And there's always somebody who knows, right? Remember when, right? But they don't understand that maybe you are now becoming somebody else. That version of yourself that you know is in there. You want that to come out, right? So if you're not careful that with who you listen to, what's going to happen is their ideas will, quote, incarcerate you to who you were. And that's what the horrible thing with families and people, because they keep dragging you back to your lowest self. And we don't know why people do this, but they do it. And it's intended for your own good, right? How many of you know about it? Say me. And T.D. Jakes said, I have personally lost opportunities in my life. He says, now listen to this, because I have acquiesced to the murmurings of the turtles. Right? So let me tell you about a giraffe. If you feel like a giraffe, or you're becoming a giraffe, your GPS, giraffe. Okay? It has a 25-pound heart so it can pump blood up the big 9-foot neck, right? Did you know that if the giraffe lowers its head to the level of the turtle, you know what happens? It passes out. Did you know that? So when you go down to that turtle and listen, you're going to pass out if you're a giraffe. When you're built to be tall, you will endanger your position if you lower your perspective. That's what he says. The turtle's fine, by the way. We don't need to kill the turtles. They're just giving an honest report from their perspective, which is right there in the grass, okay? So all the people that are telling you, I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't invest in that, yada, 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 here's the thing, right? They're not you. Most of them have never built a business. They've never built anything. So you have to stay where you are on your level. Somebody tell me, I'm a giraffe. Who's a giraffe? I'm a giraffe. Let me see in the group.
Georgiana, I think you're a giraffe.
I'm a giraffe. Who's got a giraffe?
Yeah.
Remember, they're not wrong for what they think. The turtle cannot reach up. So you cannot explain to a turtle a giraffe's decision. Does that make sense? I'm a giraffe. I'm a giraffe. I'm a giraffe. Yeah, I'm sure, but feel tall. Me too. I don't know how tall you are, Ms. Ramos, but I'm like 5'1" when I really stretch at 5'2". Vicky's got maybe an inch on me. What, you got an inch?
Oh, are you kidding? I'm 5'5" I'm the
giraffe. Oh, look at that. Look at that. So these are the things you want to keep in mind when you set your GPS. Remember? One woo, one foot in woo, and the other foot in the number that you have. And once you set that GPS in your mind, it's 1,000 times more powerful than the GPS in your car. But you have to keep it set constantly, because if you forget or you don't have it in front of you every single day, you'll forget your whole GPS and you'll be all mixed up again like you were before. Who feels like a giraffe? I'm a giraffe. Yeah, I'm delighted. Okay, good. I'm glad you guys stayed. Thank you very much. My goodness, most everybody's still here. That's wonderful. And talk to Vic. How many of you have got a date to connect with her? We'll see if we can help you. This program is the one that is the most transformational that we offer. And the reason it's transformational is because when you decide what your GPS is going to be, then we can fill in the house until they come to you. Until they come to you. You'll see. It's kind of like going on vacation or taking a trip. How many of you have made a date, you set the date, you make a trip, to make a trip. And before that trip, you are absolutely the most organized person in the world to take care of everything from the dry cleaning to the kids, to the babysitters, to this, to that. And you do 500 things in 2 weeks that you haven't done in 2 years because you set a number. How many people experience that? Right? All right, good. Because once you do that, I'll tell you, if you're a giraffe, you want to be eating at the level of a giraffe. So just be among other giraffes, all right? Vic, have you able to connect with people who would like to connect?
I've asked the giraffes to text me, and there's three or four of you. So go ahead, because we have one spot for this big
One spot for this major program, you know, the big transformational program. And then I know that, Georgina, you were talking also about doing some building together. And so that's something else, Vic, you may not know about her situation. And for the other folks, you know, just no matter what you do, think about what it is that you can help people with. Not to get stuff for you, but to invite them to make a change in their life that will make their life better. Because if that's what drives you, think of Elon. He doesn't care about his money. He only needs it to be able to finance whatever he's doing. I don't think he has anything of his own. I don't think he even has a house. But you see, he can finance building of rockets. Why? Because he wants to go to Mars. And so the other thing is, you cannot afford to be a negative Nelly. So when you talk to Vic, you know, you probably want to say, let me tell you, all these people have screwed me over and blah, blah, blah. The answer is to that, no, don't go there. You start like right now, Vic, this is my GPS. What's the best program you have for me, given my situation, that I could do to get started and take step one? Some of you already know, I am doing this, give me that damn spot, especially at the discount. And if that's the case, tell Vic that, and we'll pick the best one of you to do it. Mm-hmm. But the key is, do not spend any time complaining about the past or anyone. Because the minute you say, well, my upline, he just sucks. And that may be true. Okay, it doesn't mean it isn't true. But what it means is that you are giving your power away to somebody who sucks. Why would you do that? Hello, is anybody home? Spend no time complaining about the past. Say, okay, I'm here. This is where I am, nowhere. I'm in debt, or I'm a grump, and I want to not be a grump anymore. And we'll teach you all kinds of things that you could do. But one of which is to just be silent for a day. I just read this wonderful thing, talk about woo, by mistake. There's this king, the story of this king who comes in the olden days, he comes to see somebody who's a Buddhist monk. And the king says, okay, so I have everything I want. All these people bow down to me. I have all the money, all the gold, you know, and I'm so unhappy. What should I do about being so unhappy? And the monk, you guys want to hear this?
I want to hear that one, Kim. You haven't told me that one yet. Tell.
Okay. So the king says, what should I do? And the monk says, okay, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do. And to make all the anger and all, because he said, I'm totally distraught. I'm mad all the time. I'm unhappy. And I'm just in a state all the time, usually being upset at people and all these things that are happening, and protect what he has, you know, that kind of stuff. And so the monk says, okay, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do. And you probably aren't going to like it, but tell me first that you're just going to do it because there is a fix for this. And so the king says, okay. And so the monk said, you stay here with me for 15 days. And during that time, you're going to learn how to be silent for 15 days. And so the king goes, yeah, right. And the monk says, well, you want to try it? And so the story goes that after the first day, the king had to sit, you know, there was a place in the forest or on the lawn or someplace that was nice in the old days, right? And he sat and his mind was just full of anger of all the people that were trying to screw him and the enemies at the next place and all the things that kings have to think about, like presidents, right? And so he didn't feel any better after the first day. And then the second day, so he tells the monk, and the monk says, of course, you just be quiet and don't talk. You just sit there. And so he didn't have an iPhone, you know, none of that, just sit and put your hands down and just sit there. And it was a nice place, a stream and, you know, birds and things like that. And so the king sits there the second day and this noise starts quieting down in his mind, all the hate and the problems. And they did this to me and so-and-so is going to screw me and all this stuff, you know. And the third day, almost nothing was there in his mind. And on the fourth day, he noticed some of the grass and some of the earth and some of the birds and some of the trees. And all this time, he wasn't talking. And on the fifth day, and all these days until like the 10th or 12th day, he indicated to the monk that he thought he was really living, finally, for the first time. And then ended like 15 days. And the moral of that particular story, that session, was that we talk a lot of the time, all of us. Way too much we talk. Yeah. And most of it is negative. Negative about other people. Oh, look, he's so fat. Or, oh, look, isn't he stupid? Or, isn't that dog ugly? Or, so-and-so's going to screw me. And when you stop talking, just be quiet. That negative stuff also goes away. All those opinions in 2, 3, 4 days, you won't be having any of those anymore. And then when that calm comes, it's like what they tell the children in the school, you know, if you want to be calm like the Buddha and have that kind of power so you could really concentrate, you take a little jar of water about this big and put some dirt in the bottom, shake it up and say, that is your mind right now. Now set it down and wait for 2 moments and all the little grains will settle to the bottom. And that water that you see, you'll be able to see clearly through it. And that's how you'll be able to see your life and your path. Then you can move forward with some guidance with people that have been there, done that. Does that make sense?
Hi there, this is Kim. In case you're interested in pursuing this type of work a little bit, building your business and building some wealth with these kinds of approaches you've heard so far, go ahead and book a chat with Vic. Bookwithvic.com. B like boy, O-O-K, with, W-I-T-H, Vic, capital V-I-C.com, just like it sounds, bookwithvic.com. And if you'd like to see a little book that just came out called Duplication is a Myth, it's a little tiny book, just came out. You can get it for $7.87. It's a quick read about how you implement a business like this and grow some wealth with your business like this. And that is at duplicationisamyth.com/thank-you, just like it sounds. So duplicationisamyth.com/thank-you, spelled out. duplicationisam like mommy, /thank-you, just like it sounds, okay? Talk to you soon or see you in the next audio. Bye.